The Power and Voice of God.
Merry Christmas Eve. This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, rainy Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that comes to you every day, and we're reading the entire Bible in a year. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. The website is lifespringmedia.com. And since it is Christmas Eve, you might be reaching for a glass of something creamy and spiced. If so, then you're right on trend. Today is National Eggnog Day. I don't know about you, but I really love eggnog, but only in December. Any other time of the year, and it just doesn't taste right. Oh, and I much prefer homemade eggnog. I'll drink the store-bought, but homemade, to me, is way better. How about you? What do you think? It's Psalms Wednesday. We'll read chapters 27 through 29. And these are short psalms. Remember that the psalms were written as songs, and as you listen to them, I think it'll be easy to imagine that these could be songs that would be easy to remember and sing whenever one found themselves in a similar circumstance. These psalms pretty much speak for themselves, so instead of giving any commentary at the end of the reading today, I'm just going to give you a short introduction to each one before I read them. After these three psalms, we'll have our On This Date in Church History segment, and since it's Wednesday, we'll have praises and prayer requests. Let's begin. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to us. With these psalms, I pray that you would give us a song in our heart, Lord. We love you, and again, we thank you for your word. Be with us today as we read. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalm 27 is a psalm written by David, and it's a psalm of contrast. Verses 1 through 6 show him extolling God's protection, but from verses 8 through 13, David pleads with God to hear him and not forsake him. The psalm ends in verse 14 with David's words of encouragement to hope in the Lord. Psalms chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. When evil people attack me and try to kill me, they stumble and fall. Even if a whole army surrounds me, I will not be afraid. Even if enemies attack me, I will still trust God. I have asked the Lord for one thing only do I want, to live in the Lord's house all my life, to marvel there at his goodness, and to ask for his guidance. In times of trouble, he will shelter me. He will keep me safe in his temple and make me secure on a high rock. So I will triumph over my enemies around me. With shouts of joy I will offer sacrifices in his temple. I will sing, I will praise to the Lord. Hear me, Lord, when I call you. Be merciful and answer me. When you said, "Come worship me," I answered, "I will come, Lord." Don't hide yourself from me. Don't be angry with me. Don't turn your servant away. You have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me, O God, my Savior. My father and mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and lead me along a safe path, because I have many enemies. Don't abandon me to my enemies who attack me with lies and threats. I know that I will live to see the Lord's goodness in this present life. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. Psalm 28 is also a psalm of David, in which he is again crying out to the Lord he loves. He praises God for hearing and answering his prayer, and three facets of the heart are described in this psalm. In verse 3, the evil heart. In verse 7, the trusting heart, and then the rejoicing heart. Psalms chapter 28. Lord, my rock, I call out to you for help. Do not be deaf to me. If you are silent, I will be like those in the grave. Hear the sound of my prayer when I cry out to you for help. I raise my hands toward your most holy place. Don't drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil. They say peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Pay them back for what they have done, for their evil deeds. Pay them back for what they have done. Give them their reward. They don't understand what the Lord has done or what he has made, so he will knock them down and not lift them up. Praise the Lord, because he heard my prayer for help. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him, and he helps me. I am very happy, and I praise him with my song. The Lord is powerful. He gives victory to his chosen one. Save your people and bless those who are your own. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. David also wrote Psalm 29, and he wrote of the power of a storm, and he describes it as the power and voice of God. David speaks of the voice of God no less than 7 times and repeats the name of the Lord 18 times. This is a beautiful song of praise. Psalms chapter 29. You, divine beings, give to the Lord. Give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bow down to the Lord in holy splendor. The Lord's voice is over the waters. The glorious God thunders. The Lord is over the mighty waters. The Lord's voice is strong. The Lord's voice is majestic. The Lord's voice breaks cedar trees. Yes, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon jump around like a young bull, makes Syrian jump around like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice unleashes fiery flames. The Lord's voice shakes the wilderness. Yes, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice convulses the oaks, strips the forests bare. But in His temple, everyone shouts, Glory! The Lord sits enthroned over the floodwaters. The Lord sits enthroned, King forever. Let the Lord give strength to His people. Let the Lord bless His people with peace. What are your thoughts? Comment on the show at comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or comment on the show notes page for this episode. Let me hear from you. Tomorrow we'll read Job 19 and 20. This is a value for value show. The only way the bills get paid is by your generous support. If the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind is an important part of your day, then it has some value for you. Please ask the Lord how He would have you support the show. I have a few people to thank. First up is LifeSpring Family Berean Brother Scott Snyder, a.k.a. Sir Snide. He's today's executive producer with his donation of $365, and he said, Steve, thanks for all you do. Here's my donation for this season's 1 Year Bible. Well, thank you, Brother Scott. God bless you. Brother Scott also sent in a prayer request, which we will hear in just a few minutes. Next up is Timothy LaFontaine, who sent in his monthly $20 donation. He's our associate producer today. Thank you, Timothy. God bless you. And Lester Graber sent in $30. Thank you, Lester. God bless you. Jorn Rune Reitertsen sent in his monthly $5. Jorn, thank you so much. God bless you. And Joel Villanueva sends in $3.33 per month, and it came in this morning. So thank you for that, Joel. And you know what? I just noticed that your email, Joel, is shillange1. I'm sorry that I didn't notice that the other day when I read your email about praying for the lovely Lady Leanne. Duh. Thank you, brother. God bless you. And Fountain user 888-328 sent a 100-sat boostagram in. He says, the latest Fountain update seems to have broken the option to enter a dollar amount for a boost and then have it auto-convert to sats. Convoy.click is a good converter app if anyone needs one. Well, thank you for that, 888-328. I've noticed a few, shall we say, quirks with Fountain over the last few months. I really do need to contact Oscar Mary over there to see what's up. But thank you for that, 888-328. I appreciate it. God bless you. And for everybody else, let me ask you, have you donated yet to the show? Do you want to see it make it through the whole year? Your support in the form of time, talent, or treasure is really necessary for that to happen. You decide what the value is, then convert that value to a number and send that to me to keep the show alive.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
On this date in church history, December 23rd. Let's go back to a quiet village in Austria on this night in 1818. At the Church of St. Nicholas, yes, there really was a St. Nicholas. I suggest you listen to the I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist show from today's date. I think it was today, maybe yesterday, I'm not sure. Frank's guest goes over the whole history of St. Nicholas. He was quite a guy. He really, really was. Anyway, at the Church of St. Nicholas, the organ was broken on this night in Austria in 1818. Some say mice chewed the bellows. Others say that rust took it. Regardless of the reason, the associate pastor, Joseph Moore, had a problem. He took a poem he had written 2 years earlier to his friend, schoolteacher Franz Gruber, and asked him to set it to music for a guitar. Well, that night, for the very first time, the world heard Stille Nacht, which means Silent Night. It wasn't a grand cathedral production. It was a simple,
humble song born out of necessity. And while many of our traditions are loud and busy, Silent Night reminds us of the simplicity of the gospel. It didn't take a pipe organ to announce the Savior's birth in Bethlehem, and it didn't take one in 1818 to create a hymn that would eventually be translated into over 300 languages. So today, as we enjoy our nog and our festivities, let's remember that sometimes God's greatest works happen in the quietest moments. Isn't that true? At the end of today's episode, I'll play one of my favorite versions of the song, so be sure you stick around after I sign off. We do have a prayer request today from LifeSpring family Berean brother Scott Snyder. He went to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and he sent this message. He said, "Dear Brother Steve, my wife's mammogram test came back with a spot that needs to be checked with further testing, which is to happen on the 2nd of January, 2026. We ask that we keep my wife Diana in the LifeSpring family prayers, that it's a simple calcium deposit, and ask God to keep us strong and thankful as we wait for the follow-up testing." Well, thank you for sharing that, Brother Scott. We certainly will hold Diana and you up to the Lord in our prayers today and ongoing. Leanne and I have been through this a few times, as well as this last episode with her thyroid. So with us, each time the results were negative, and we'll pray for the same results for Diana. And we do have a praise today, and that is the lovely lady Leanne got the results back from her thyroid biopsy, and the report said benign. So praise the Lord for that. Of course, they want to retest it in a year just to be cautious, but we are thanking God and rejoicing. How's that for a wonderful Christmas gift? Hallelujah, right? And again, Brother Scott, we will pray for the same results for you. So let's go to prayer even right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, like David, we praise you for your great love, your mercy, and your provision. You truly are worthy of our praise. We need you every moment of every day, and we thank you that you take notice of us and that you care for us, and that in you we have all that we need. Father, we lift up Diana and Scott to you right now. We pray that you would give them peace as they wait for the tests and the results. Reassure them that you are with them. Hold them close as they walk through this time of uncertainty. The one thing that they can be sure of is your love for them. We pray that when the results come back, that they would be negative, that they would show that Diana is the picture of health. Use this time, Father, to strengthen their bond with one another and with you, Lord. And Father, I thank you so much for the great news from Leanne's thyroid test. I said we trust you, and we do, but this result is really a load off of my mind. No matter the results, we know that she is in your hands, but this is a special gift that we're rejoicing over, Lord, so thank you. And Father, I thank you for each one of the LifeSpring family. Where there are needs, Lord, I pray that you would meet them in your perfect, loving way, whether they be financial or health, family, emotional, or whatever they are. And for the victories that you've brought, Lord, we praise you. And we all pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. To send your praise report or prayer request in, do as Brother Scott did. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com or send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com or text me or send me a voicemail at the LifeSpring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511. And when you send them in, I will rejoice with you or pray for you in my daily prayer time, and I'll share it on the show so that we can all agree together as we take our requests to God. Comment on the show at comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or you heard the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511. I'll read some of your comments on the show, and I do really want to hear from you. As promised, after I sign off here in a moment, I'll play Silent Night for you as interpreted by my good friend Brian Duncan with the Neo Soul Band from the A Neo Soul Christmas album, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. I hope you like it. If you do, take a listen to the entire album on your favorite music streaming service. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
keep on.